Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JRS Media News for Wednesday, December 13. Coming up, public sector urged to drive economic growth, consumers encouraged to utilize commercial bank survey, and Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation to bolster security measures during festive season. The news in detail after the break.
Help bring some Christmas cheer to children in state care this year through the Take a Child Home for the Holiday program.
Interested persons must be 25 years and older and have a suitable home to accommodate placement of children.
Visit your nearest Child Protection and Family Services Agency parish office for an application form.
You will need two references from either a Justice of the Peace, pastor, senior police personnel, or school principal, and two passport size photographs.
Completed applications must be submitted to parish offices no later than December 15 at 3 p.m.
A message from the Child Protection and Family Services Agency.
Now the news. Newly appointed Executive Director of the Economic Growth Council, Senator Obin Hill, says he will be working closely with stakeholders in the public sector to cultivate an economic growth-oriented mindset. This, he says, will ensure a stronger focus on efficiency and productivity, as well as encourage the implementation of more growth-inducing projects from the public sector.
I'm looking forward to working with our permanent secretaries. They draw the checks for the government. And I want to work with them to say, look, every single check you draw, it must have something to do positively with growth, except if there's an emergency like a hurricane or, God forbid, chikvi.
Senator Hill was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Tuesday. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is encouraging persons to utilize its commercial bank survey when conducting business with the island's financial institutions. The survey, published on Friday, December 8, shows the rates and fees charged by the 7 commercial banks operating in Jamaica as at August 2017. CAC Acting Director of Research Raquel Brown says the data was collected based on rates and fees for 28 commonly used services within 6 product categories.
We encourage our consumers, even though you may visit the website and you see a fee there, when you go in to do business, ask. And ask also if there are cheaper options. So you want to get yourself armed with information so that at the end of the festive season, when you would have swiped your card and done all your shopping, you're not frightened or shocked at very high rates and fees.
Ms. Brown was speaking at a JRS think tank session on Tuesday. The results of the commercial bank survey are available on the CAC's website, consumeraffairsjamaica.gov.jm. The Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC, is finalizing plans to beef up safety and security across the city to meet the anticipated increase in shopping activities during the festive season. Speaking at the KSAMC's monthly meeting on Tuesday, Mayor of Kingston Senator Delroy Williams said the heightened security measures are in response to concerns about the regulation of vending on the streets, as well as a possible increase in criminal activity.
In the town centers, we know we have the issues of vending, and we are trying our best to, one, accommodate the vendors, and at the same time, maintain order. So we should be meeting with the police sometime this week so that we can try our best to maintain order.
In the meantime, KSAMC Town Clerk Robert Hill says the municipal corporation will be making allowances for some vendors along the main thoroughfares, even as it works with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to regulate vending right through to the new year. Mr. Hill is also urging party promoters who will be staging events during the season to apply for their amusement licenses early. And nominations are now open for the Tourism Services Excellence Awards 2017. Executive Director for the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, Dr. Andrew Spencer, says the Tourism Service Excellence Awards program aims to recognize and reward individuals and organizations that exemplify service excellence in the Jamaican tourism sector.
It could be in attractions or what we call places of interest, ground transportation, tour operators, craft market vendors and traders, customs officers, immigration officers, red cap porters. So that's the idea. You must be interfacing with guests.
Application forms are available on the TPDCO's website at tpdco.org or at any TPDCO office island-wide. Completed nominations must be submitted as an attachment to serviceexcellencetpdco@gmail.com or in a sealed envelope and delivered to any TPDCO office island-wide. Nominations close Friday, December 22 at 4 p.m. That was JRS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.